Welcome back to Amud V'Chazara with the Neil Eisner Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, and again we are in the challenging sugya of Rebbechnina Skana Kohanim. And let's take a look. So Amar, so we're going to start out from the two dots. Amar Rabbi Meir Mediv Rehim Laman V'Chulei. So let's go take a look back at the Mishnah of what's going on here. So in the Mishnah, we had Rebbechnina Skana Kohanim give a testimony that the Kohanim did not hold back from burning meat that was tame. And we ended up with two different types of meat that were different degrees of tumah. Turns out that one is really an ava tumah, and the other was a rishon, and one is a shlishi. So the shlishi would have been turned into a sheni, and they nevertheless did not hold back from that. And then Rabbi Akiva added that from the days of the Kohanim, they didn't hold back from putting oil that was tame in a lamp that was tame. And the Gemara ends up explaining that this is referring to where even if it was two steps, it was considered an avatuma. And the next one was not a rishon, not a sheni, but a shlishi, and it was being brought to be a rishon. So it's jumping two steps of tuma, and even so, they didn't withhold from that. And then Rav Meir spoke, and he said, "I'm a Rav Meir, my divrei l'mandusha sorfin shruma tahora in tamea b'pesach, that we burn shruma tahora with, and again it's chametz, with shruma tamea on Pesach." Even though in that process, now what you're doing bir chametz, and it's going to be destroyed anyway. It's a mitzvah to destroy it. And you might say, hey, don't burn those two types of chametz truma together, because one is tamei and one is tamei and one is tahora, and you're going to be matame the tahora one. The process, Rameir says, no, we learn from these words, midivrehem, from their words, that that's not the case. So now the Gemara wants to understand. Back to your down on the base at the bottom. Those are the two dots. Amar Rehem Deman. From the words of whom? Whose words? Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said something. Rabbi Akiva said something. So from whom did we derive that you're allowed to be burn these two different types of chametz truma together, one tamei, one tahora? So suggests the Gemara, maybe you'd say it's from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, because he allows, right, he said that, listen, we had two different types of meat, different degrees of tuma, and even though one becomes more tame from being burnt together, same thing happening over here with the truma, right? It's becoming tame, but it's all going to be destroyed anyway. So the Gemara says, me dummy, is it similar? Hasam tame v'tame, hachatar v'tame. What are you talking about? Over there, in the case of Chesinus Kanakhanim, both things are tame. Okay, so yes, there's a different degree of tuma, but it's one thing that's tame, it's going to be becoming more tame, but it's still tame. When it comes to the how could Rav Meir derive it from Chesinus Kanakhanim's testimony? We're talking about truma tahora and truma tameya. You can't derive that from what Chesinus Kanakhanim said. The element of Rabbi Akiva. So maybe it's from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that, remember, it jumped 2 degrees of tumah. That was his chiddush. So midami, is it similar? Hasam pasul v'tame, hakatar v'tame. Also, that in Rabbi Akiva's case, so this was tame and this was pasul. Remember, the difference between tame and pasul, they're both pasul, but tame indicates that it can also be matame to something else to another degree. Pasul means it's pasul. We'll say it has tumah, but it can no longer contaminate, right? It's no longer contagious, right? So that's the difference. But that is very different. They're basically also different degrees of tumah from saying truma tahora and truma tamei can be burnt together. So we can't derive it from Chanina Skana Kohanim. We can't derive it from Rabbi Akiva. So where do we see it from? Midi Rehim Shalman, the man. So the Gemara says, name a kesavar Rav Meir. So let's suggest that Rav Meir holds as follows: Misnisan ba'ava tuma deraisa, Vlada Tuma Derabanan. So let's assume now that Rav Meir understands the Mishnah as follows, that this is what our Mishnah was saying. This is what Rav Chaim Tzadokhan was saying. That the Ava Tuma we were talking about is actually an Ava Tuma D'Oraisa, and the Vlada Tuma that we spoke about in the Mishnah, Rav Chaim Tzadokhan, is actually a Derabanan. D'Oraisa Tarma Aliyah, but it's D'Oraisa, it's actually totally Tahor. Right, so meaning what we just said was we're just reinterpreting the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah spoke about an Ava Tuma and a Vlad Tuma that Rabbi Chanina Tzadokhan said the Kohanim would burn together. Now maybe the Ava Tuma was actually Tamid Midaraisa, and the Vlad Tuma was only Tamid Midarabana, but Midaraisa was actually completely Tahor. Okay, so where are we going with this? Umay midivrehem, and so what does it mean from their words? Midivre Rav Chanina Tzadokhan Kohanim. And it's from the words of Rav Chanina Tzadokhan Kohanim, from what he allows. So let's take a look at a couple of Rashis. First, we're going to start with Rashi at the bottom of Yudalam and Base. Name a Kesavar and Meir. So midiyalif, midivrehem, from the fact that we learn it from their words, Kesavar masnisan de Rav Chanina basar shnitma ba'ava tuma diktani ava tuma de raisa, right, that the ava tuma that we're talking about in our Mishnah is tame midaraisa dechol avatuma deraisahu aval okay every avatuma that we know of is asum deraisa aval baser shenitma bevlada tuma diktani kigon shenitma bevlada tuma derabanan but the vlada tuma is derabanan. So far that's exactly what we said outside. You didn't really add anything. I got it from Rashi, but Rashi didn't add anything to what we already said. Kigon, for example, what do you mean? What's a vlad atum derabana? For example, kli shnidva b'mashkin midimaraisa in ochlin mashkin mitamein kli shein ochel, right? So, for example, if you had liquids, then midaraisa food and drinks are not going to be mitamein kli shein ochel nasa av atuma because it doesn't become an av atuma, but rabbanon gazun sheyu mashkin mitamein kli. But the midirabanan, they decreed that liquids can be matamei kli mishum mashke zav v'zava shein avatuma. Right, for example, it's because of the liquid of a zav or a zava, which is considered an avatuma. Kigon roko meme raglav, like the spit and urine of a zav or a zava. So that's like that's midiraisa, where we have a liquid that can be matamei kelin. The perakamad anida. And therefore the Rabbanan created an Isser Rabbanan with other mashkin, even if it's not urine and spit of a zav or zava, there are other mashkin, water and other liquids can be metamically. So that's an example. So v'hai basar nidma b'osu kli to have a vlad vlad de Rabbanan. Sha'a mashkin hayu vlad atuma. V'ha kli hi vlad vlad de Rabbanan. U'midirai sa tahorhu. And midiraisa it's tahor. So now we're talking about something that was tame midiraisa and tahor midiraisa, but tame midirabanan together. The high baser shenase shlishi ayedo tahor gamor minatorahu. And now the thing that's becoming a shlishi is actually tahor minatorah tahor midiraisa, even though it's asher midirabanan. Thus, meina Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chanina is teaching us. De kevan de ika ala tuma de rabbanan mitamin la berishon de oraisa. That's a big chiddush. What we're learning now. What we're learning is that even if something has a tuma de rabbanan, it's a tuma de rabbanan, but we're going to allow it to be burnt with something that's tuma de oraisa, and it's going to be right. So really, it's tahor. It's really tahor mid oraisa, and we're going to allow that to become tame by being mixed with something else. Because it's Tamei Midirabanan already. So since the Rabbanan declared that is Tamei, we view it really as Tamei, and therefore you can even burn it with something that's Tamei Midiraisa. Right? So it's Truma, it's something that's holy, and really, and Midiraisa, it's Tahor. And you should not be allowed to burn that with and let it become Tamei by coming in contact with something else that's Tamei Midaraisa, but because they said it's Tamei Midarabanan, we consider it. And that's the Chiddush of Rav Chanina Tzadokhan. Yeah? So no problem?
Just to be clear, we're talking about only going up a step to Midarabanan. So, you know, I earlier discussed about whether there's a mashkin on one of the pieces of meat. Kachim. I said, no, there's no mashkin. It's only the rabbanon that
piece of meat. Right.
So, in other words, the piece of meat that's tahar min haTorah is going to be metame. Is tami min derabbanon already?
It's tami min derabbanon, but really min deraisa. Yeah.
So it's going to go up another level min derabbanon. From something that's tummy min haTorah.
Well, it's going to become it's going to go really much more than that, because it's going from tummy min derabbanan to mean tummy min deraisa.
But how? Because we said before.
Because it's through the mashkin. Right.
There's no mashkin.
Right. So it's a machlokas of Ayin Rava, right? But let's say Lefi Rava.
I have to go back.
Yeah, I think we said that.
That's Rabino Shmuel Rava, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yes. So then. Yes, you're right. Yeah. So it would be min derabanan because mashkin would be min derabanan, and we're talking about the liquid on it.
We said according to Bayit, there's no issue.
Right.
You can. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so according to Rava, then it's a bit confusing how this works. But let's just say it's a Bayit and avoid the issue.
Okay, we can do that for now. we can think about it later after we get in our chazar, we can do it. So the chiddush of Rav Chanina Sgan Kohanim is that we consider a tuma derabanan as if a real bona fide tuma, so much so that will be matame what's really tahor midiraisa with tame something else that's tame midiraisa. So that's the chiddush. And now let's see how that's applied over here. Next Rashi, on the next Amud, next two Rashis, Umay midivrehev derabi meir, midirabi chanina, detruma tahora b'shei shos, dam yalahu deshlishi detar deraisa. Because truma tahora at 6 hours of the day, that's only osa midirabanan. It's not the seventh hour. So it's same thing as the shlishi, that's tahor midiraisa, the tamei derabanan, v'ho nami sharia midiraisa adchila sheva, and also it's this too, truma that is chametz is permitted up until the seventh hour midiraisa, v'asir midirabanan, but by the sixth hour it's only asir midirabanan, v'kevan dashmiin on Rabbi Chanina d'metamin on tuma derabanan b'tuma deraisa. But since Rabbi Chanina said that we could be matame something that's tuma derabanan with something that's tuma deraisa, the matame le midrabanan ochel as ochel matmina nami truma tahora dasir midrabanan betuma truma tameya deraisa. So too by chametz you can take truma tahora that's usher now midrabanan. It's only usher midrabanan because it's the sixth hour, but since it's usher midrabanan, we can be matame betuma tameya deraisa. So it's the same principle. Rav Chanina Sgan Kohanim teaches us the power of the Rabbanan, that when Rabbanan declare something usher, or it becomes and something is usher midirabanan, then and it's like as if it's going to leibud, to destruction, even midirabanan, we're allowed to be matame that. Even if it's really a Torah midiraisa and mutzah midiraisa, we're allowed to be matame that with something that's tame midiraisa, and that's the chiddush, and that's so. This is a suggestion. This is the third suggestion how to understand what Rav Meir learned from. We first said Rav Meir can't learn from Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim. That doesn't make sense. It's a different story. And same thing for Rabbi Akiva. We said no. Maybe Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim is actually teaching us a special idea about the Rabbanan, the power of Tuma de Rabbanan. And from that, Remeir derives that also the Isser Chametz mid Rabbanan will allow us to be Matami something. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kaporo. Reish Lakish says in the name of Bar Kaporo, Masnisan Ba'ava Tuma de Raisa. Right, that the Mishnah is an Ava Tuma de Raisa. You're wrong. The Mishnah, don't tell me the Mishnah is talking about the Avatumas deraisa and the Avatumas deraisa and the Vlad Tumas derabanan. No, they're both deraisa, as we originally assumed. Umay midivrehem. So who's the they? Who are their words? Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. It's from the words of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now don't get confused and say, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're mentioned in our Mishnah. It's true, they are. But Rav Meir spoke before they did. Right? Rav Meir speaks. Rabbi Yossi argues. He quotes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But they never spoke yet in our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, very nice, but hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are you talking about? Like, which statement of Rabbi Yeshua? Ilei maho, maybe you're going to say the following, Rabbi Yeshua. Ho, Rabbi Yeshua, this Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan that we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos, as I mentioned to Shlomo, we did this a few weeks ago in Mishnah Yomi. These two Mishnah, we're going to see two Mishnahs now from Trumos. We did Mishnah Yomi Yitzhursem later on this week. It's going to be starting Maseches Ma'aseros. But it was very nice to see Mishnahs that I learned recently. So, Ditznan, Chavis Shel Truma Shenolad La Safek Tuma. If you have a barrel of Truma, and it developed in it a Safek of Tuma, not sure if it's if it's Tame or not. If it's Tame, so a Kohen is not allowed to eat it, but a Kohen is allowed to burn it and use it for oil. Right, so it's important to know whether or not it's tame. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im hayis hamenachas b'makom haturfa, yanichan b'makom hamutzna. Rabbi Eliezer says if it was placed in a place of turfa, Rashi says hefker, a hefker place where it is likely to have been exposed to tuma. There's a chance, right? A good chance it's exposed to tuma. Yanichan b'makom hamutzna. You should put it in a hidden place. It's a newer place, meaning that you should still go out of your way to protect it. You should assume that you should not assume, oh, it's for sure tame, and let it become in contact with other things that are tame. You should actually put it in a makamutzna and try to make sure that it does not become tame further or in the first place. Rashi says, "Ani chanav makamutzna." It's a few lines down from where we are in Rashi. Adayin musar al shmirasa. We're still obligated to be careful about it. It's guarding from tuma. The time of furnishment becharos, and it's based on it's derived in Maseches Becharos. This pasuk es mishmeres trumasai, right? That the guarding of my trumos. Shtayim b'mashma. It implies that there are two different types of trumos. Achas tahara v'achas tluya. V'mrachmana avid l'shimor. That you have an obligation, right? It doesn't say that you should guard my truma, rather my trumos. So that means there's two different types of trumos you're supposed to guard and make sure it doesn't become tame. What two types of tame? Well, definitely not tame truma. So what truma are you talking about? So it means truma tahora, and also truma taluya. Truma that's hanging in the balance and you're not sure. Even that you should guard from becoming tame. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, you find it, even if you find it in a makam turfa, you should place it in a makam mutzna. Vimhayasamagula, if it was originally revealed, it was exposed in some way, the barrel was open, Yechasana, cover it. Rabbi Yeshua says, Imhayasamanachas Makama Motzna, if you found it in a hidden place, Yanichena Makama Turfa, you can assume it became Tame, you can leave it in an exposed place. Vimhayasamachusa, Yigalena, and if it was covered up, you could reveal it. So over here, we assume, right? Remember the Gemara said earlier, we learned it from Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Because really it's not Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's really Rabbi Yeshua's din. So we're suggesting now that maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that you're allowed to burn the truma chametz, the chametz truma temeya, tahor with the temeya, because over here, we see over here that he's not so concerned about it's hanging in the balance, or maybe even it for sure became tummy, or it's likely not, and he still allows you to leave it and reveal it and expose it, so maybe that's his shita. So you might say that the Gemara started with Elema. So the Gemara says, but me dummy, is it really similar? You're going to tell me that our case of the chametz, the burning of the two different types of chametz, truma together, is similar to this case. Hasam grama ba'alma. there in the Trumos, in the case of the Trumos, meaning from Maseches Trumos, it's Grama Ba'alma. You're causing it. It's like a cause, but it's not direct. You're not directly doing it. You're leaving it exposed, but you're not being matame it, actually. Hacha Biyadayim. Over here, you're doing it by hand. You're throwing it into the fire. You're throwing these two types of chametz into the fire together. You're being matame by hand. So you can't derive that halach of the chametz, or you're doing it biyadayim from Rabbi Yeshua, who in a case of grama, where he says you can expose it, you can leave it in an open place, a hefker place. It's not the same. You need to find me a mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua says that you could do it even biyadayim. You could be matame the truma. So Gemara says, Elo ho Rabbi Yeshua. Rather, it's this Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, and this is very close by, might even be the very next Mishnah on Trumas, I forgot. Chavis shel Truma shenishbara bagas al yona. You have a barrel of Truma that broke in the upper gas, a wine press. V'tachtona chulin tamein. And the bottom one, right, the wine press is made of two things, the two pieces. The upper piece, the yona, was the one that the part that you put the anovim in, the grapes in. And the bottom part was where the juice could come out. So now you have a barrel of truma that broke in the upper gas, and the bottom one is chulin, tumein. So what's going to happen? The truma is going to spill into the chulin, which is tame, and the whole thing is going to become tame. So what you would want to do, you'd want to interfere. You want to make sure, right, that, because if the truma falls in to the tame chulin when it's tame, are you allowed to eat that? Yes, you can. Yeah. Chulin when it's tame, right, meaning not sanctified foods, not truma, not kudshim, not karbonos, regular chulin. If it is tame, you are allowed to eat that. First of all, if you're tame for sure, you can eat. If you're tame, you can eat tame chulin, right? You don't have to starve just because you're tame. You can eat tame. You can eat tame foods. You can eat pure foods as well. You can eat tame foods, but there's some people who are makbid, who are very careful not to eat food when they were not to eat tame food. Some people were okay. Sure. So yeah, I mean, some people were makbid not to eat tame food when they were tahor. They were careful about that. So chulin can be eaten tame, but if truma falls in, now you have a mixture of chulin and truma, which takes on the status of truma, and it's tame, and that's a problem. So what you want to do is you want to stop that. If you can interfere in some way, so the best thing you could possibly do is have a tahor kli and catch as much as possible. And what you do then, you save your truma. The truma doesn't become tame because it's a tahor kli, the truma going in. And so you save whatever's in the barrel. And then you protect the tame chulin from having truma put in, because that'll ask the whole thing. But what if you don't have that? What if you only have a tame kli? So now if the truma falls in the tame kli, the truma becomes tame, but you've saved your chulin, that you can still use your chulin. So what's the halacha? So Mod Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they both admit, she'im yachol lahatzil mimena revias b'tahara yatzil. If you're able to save even a revias, even if it's only a revias of the truma, if you could save it and keep it tahor without becoming, right, you have a tahor kli, yatzil, you should do so. Vim lav, what if I only have a tame kli? Right, should I go out of my way, run home and find a tahor kli, and in the process lose who knows how much of my chulin tamein, and now it's gonna become unusable because truma falls in. So should I grab a tame kli that I have now and catch the truma, and that will become tame, and I will save my chulin tamein from becoming unusable? Can I do that? Or not? Or should I run home, get a kli, a tahor kli, and save, even if I'm only going to save a revias of the truma, and my entire chulin tamein is going to go to unuse, to disuse because of that. So what should I do? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tered Vimlav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tered Vititama, Valta Titamena Beyad. Let it go down and become tame and ruin all your chulin tamein, and don't do it by hand. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Av Yitzmena Beyad. Nope. He says you can even take a tame kli and catch it, and it'll become tame, and that's okay, and then save your chulin tamein. So we see over here, Rabbi Yeshua says you can be matame biyadayim. So maybe Rabbi Yeshua is the source of that din that we mentioned. That's what Rameir is talking about. So ihachi. So if so, if when Rameir said midivrehem lamadnu with the chametz case, right? If he said that, so he really is only learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Hi midivrehem midvarav mibayle. He should have said midvarav from his words, from Rabbi Yeshua, not their words. Hachi kamer. That's what it means. Mimachlokas son shel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua lamadnu. That we learn it from the Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua. Really, we're learning it from Rabbi Yeshua, but it's from their Machlokas. That's Medivrehim. Dikonami, we also have a Diuk. Diktani mod Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shema Amina. Because the Mishnah then continues, our Mishnah over here continues, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, right, Rabbi Yossi responds, oh yeah, well no, really I disagree with you, Rameir. Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua both agree, etc., etc., etc. So clearly, you know, why would Rabbi Yossi respond with a comment of Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua if Rameir was not in the first place talking about Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua? So it makes a lot of sense that when they said this, and the way Rashi phrases it is that it's not when you know, it's not don't assume when Rameir says Lamadnu, maybe Midivrehem Lamadnu, from their words, is someone else in the Mishnah prior, but rather it means Midivrehem Sofrim, from the Tanayim in general, we learned it. It's from a separate Mishnah in Shmuel, Shabbi Elazar, and Yeshua, and a diuk to that, says the Gemara, a raya to that, is the fact that Rabbi Yossi responds to Rabbi Meir, invoking the words of Rabbi Elazar, and Yeshua. So, yes, it makes sense that Rabbi Meir was saying, he says, the Velt says, Midivrehem, Midivrehem Sofrim, Rabbi Elazar, and Yeshua, and Shemsachas Trumos, say this, and this is how we learn it. And Rabbi Yossi responds from there. And v'chein Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Bar Avuha, we have a support from Rav Nachman and Rav Avuha. Masnisan ba'av hatuma diaraisa, uvlad hatuma diaraisa, umay divrehem, midiv Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So we have another source that supports this, that the Mishnah's talk, Mishnah, both things in the Mishnah are diaraisa, and the divrehem that Rabbi Meir was referring to is Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, not anybody else in the Mishnah prior. Okay, we'll do a little bit more. I have like 7 minutes left from the Zoom, so we'll before Zoom shuts down. So let's see what we can do. Eisve Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava challenges this interpretation to Rav Nachman. Omar, he said, Amar Rabbi Yossi, ain't any don dome le Raya. Right, so we have a Brisa. This is the Eisve. It's from a Brisa that Rava is challenging to Rav Nachman this interpretation we just said. Right, that which is as follows. The Brisa says, "Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein hanidon dome l'raya." The nidon is not similar to the raya. The nidon, in this case, being Rameir's teaching of the chametz. That case is not similar to the raya, meaning Reb Chanina Sgana Kohan. Well, presumably Reb Chanina Sgana Kohan, as we see over here. Let's see further. Because when our rabbis testified on what they testified, because what they testified, meaning Rav Chanina Sgana Kohanim, what he testified was regarding basar that was tame with the vlada tuma and it was burnt together, zet tame v'zet tame, but those are both tame. Im al hashemen shenifsa b'tul yom, sheli kinoso b'ner shenitva b'tame, meis zeh pasul v'zeh tame. And if it's going to be from Rabbi Akiva's words, right, the second case in our Mishnah, that's also not, doesn't work because zeh pasul v'zeh tame. Af an, right, so af anu modim b'truma shenitmes b'vlad atuma shesorfen osayim b'truma shenitmes b'avatuma. And we also agree regarding truma that became tame, with the Vlada Tuma. Right, so second degree Tuma. Shesorfen osa imatruma shenitmes ba'avatuma. That we would burn it with avatuma. Aval heyach nisrafa tluya imatameya. But how could you burn a tluya, meaning truma, that's a suffix, right? Is a suffix if it's tamei or not. Imatameya for sure. Cheshema yavo aliyahu v'yatareno. Because maybe Eliyahu Navi will come and be mataher it. So I don't want to get too caught up in the Prat and the Bryce. Some of these points we said on the previous Amud. But the point over here is that in this Bryce, which elaborates on Rabbi Yossi's response to Reb Meir, clearly Rabbi Yossi is under the understanding that the Devrayim that the Reb Meir is referring to was the Devrayim shel who? Shel whom? Not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer. Clearly, right, when Rabbi Yossi is invoking Reb Meir's argument, he's saying, hold on, what are you talking about? How could we learn it from there? How could we learn it basically from Rabbi Chinis Kanakonim's case? How could we learn it from Rabbi Kiva's case? So it doesn't, based on this Brisa, it does not look at all like Reb Meir was referring to the Divrei, Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. Looks like he's talking about the Divrei of the two, the Rabbi Chinis Kanakonim and Rabbi Kiva. And then we'll just to do the first few lines of this of the the Gemara just continues the Brisa that we're quoting, ha pigol va noser va tame, and if you have pigol, which is a carbon that was supposed to be eaten or that someone had in mind to eat at the wrong time, va noser left over for kamados va tame and tame things, beis shami omrim ein nisrofin kaachas, beis shami says you don't burn them together, beis omrim nisrofin kaachas. Okay, but here's the main point. That now that we finished the Brisa, the Isoka Daitach, and if you think to say Reb Meir Medivrei Rabbi Yeshua Kamar, if you want to tell me that Reb Meir, when he says Medivrehem, he's referring to Rabbi Yeshua, Amay Mahad Rabbi Yossi, Midi Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Why is Rabbi Yossi responding to him as if he derived it from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim? So that's the challenge to this understanding. We want to say, Reb Meir, who's he referring to? He's referring to Divrei Meir Rabbi Yeshua. But based on this Brisa, says Rav Tzav Nachman, it does not look like it's possible. Because Rabbi Yossi seems to understand Reb Meir as quoting Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, deriving from him. And that is a challenge to this, and we'll save the answer for tomorrow. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.